Today's daf is daf Kuf Samech Hey. So we got to four lines down the two dots. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Hakol Kimina Kamedina. So the Mishnah I've been talking about, this is the first Mishnah Perek, about get Mekusher and get Pashit, and about where to sign the Edom. It's back in Kuf Samech, those who want to look inside. So it mentions that, according to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, a mekusher that's shekasu edim mitochav. You write the edim on the inside. It's kasher because you can always unfold it into a flat, a pashim shtar. And then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel had this comment: Hakol kaminag medina. It all depends on whatever the practice of that medina is. So the Gemara says, does this imply v'tana kama less lay minag medina? Tana kama doesn't hold a minag medina. Is that not an important idea? So Amar Rav Ashi ba'aser dinagi pashit. In a place where the practice is to have a get pashit, that was how they wrote the shtaros, Vamrlay, and the Baal says, Avili pashit, make for me a get pashit like the Minag Medina. The Azil Avilay Mukusher, yet the individual writes a get Mukusher, Kepeda, he's makbid on this. So therefore, it won't be a good shtar. If it's a place where Nagi Mukusher, they always write it as a folded up document. Vamrlay, and he asks the sofer, Avili Mukusher, write for me a get Mukusher like the practice of the Medina is. But he goes ahead and writes a get pasha, so kpeda. So then he's makbid, that's not a good shtar. Now just as a side point here, you see the Gemara is going back and forth between minag versus kpeda. Right, that's the idea, which one's more important here. So that's a very important thing when it comes to all of dinei mamonis. It seems to be machlokis elsewhere, that the Shulchan Aruch seems to favor minag medina, and the Ramah seems to favor kpeda. In general, but that's a side point.
Kpeda meaning an individual's
kpeda. Exactly, subjective versus objective, exactly. So ki pligi, when is there machlokes? Ba'aser denagi bepashit umukusher. It's a place where they practice both of them, yeah.
Quick question. J.J. Murdy is a moral. He's performing a bris today. Not here.
He's diving with you. Don't talk to him. Just in that minute.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure. Ki pligi ba'aser denagi upashit umukusher. So when is there machlokes in a place where they write both? They write either, whatever you want. They write pashit and mukusher. Vamrlay Avirli Pashit, and the guy asks for a get Pashit. However, Azil Avirli Mukusher, but he goes ahead and writes a Mukusher against his will. But remember, in that place, at Makom, they do write get Mukushers there. So the Gemara has that's Machlokis. Mar Savar Kpeda. So the Tanakama holds it's not good. You follow the Kpeda. And Mar Savar Mari Makom Hulo. No, it's based in Minag Medina. The guy gave a suggestion, right, to get Mukusher. He's not really so Makbid. So you could follow the Minag Medina because they write get Mekusher and get Pasha. Either one is fine, and therefore Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it's an okay get. Okay, fine. But you see, from here there's this tension between Kpeda and Minag Medina, and this comes up often. I recently gave a shiur about this when it comes to using office supplies from your company. Does it depend on the particular employer's Kpeda, or does it depend on the industry, the Minag of the industry? That seems to be a debate between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah.
And it's dafka. I don't know if this is a subject of the Achlok Sushanim. Is it dafka if he told him to do a pasha and he did a makusher, or if he said do a makusher and do a pasha? Because a makusher is more involved. So here you went the extra length of doing a makusher when he told you to do a pasha. But if it was the other way around.
Interesting. But it's not involved for him, though, only for the sofer. So Sofer was willing to do it, so he was Mocha B'davar. I don't know if that impacts at all the
only because the Rashbam points out the word Torah. I don't know if you're trying to make this into an issue or not. The Gemara picks, you know, the harder pathway. You went and made the Mekusher when you put me
in. Look at that Rashbam. Look inside. He's right. Tamar Savak Peda. V'yafagav d'minag medina. Bein b'pasha bein Mekusher. Either way, it's fine. Kevin Damerle bepashit kepedahu v'yifsal hamakusha. He requested that. That's the Tanakhama. It's all about kepeda. But comes along Rabbi Shimon Gamliel savar hakol kemina gamadina, and kolomar mara makom alo. He's making a suggestion. Shem tareach lo lichtov makusha yichtov pashit. So he's just saying, I'm giving you a suggestion. To me, it makes no difference. You, I'll make your life easier. Do a get pashit. Doesn't make any difference. We go for the easier route. Miu im yichtov makusha tvei nichalei. It's better for him, perhaps. But it's a little bit better for the. I'm not sure why it's better for him. Shev minig medina b'shneim. I'm not sure why this makes it better though. They should be equal. He's just trying to make it easier for the sofer because the get pashut is certainly easier than the get mekusher. So I don't think it would impact it in any way. I just don't know what he means here. But that's nichale. It's tvei nichale for the get mekusher. Not sure. Okay.
It's more expensive, no?
So therefore, he preferred the get pashut. Either way, so it would be nicha for him. This Rashbam
no,
seems
he doesn't have to pay. He pays for a pashut, but he gets the luxurious one.
Right, but it says here, mekusher is tvei nichle. It sounds like it's better for the one paying for it. I'm saying you're the sofer. I say to you, write a get pashut. It's much easier for you. If you want to write get mekusher, that's better for me, but I'm not going to force you to write it. But why is it better for me if it's more expensive for me?
I'm only paying you for a pashut.
You're paying for it.
Oh, that's what I'm paying you for a pashut,
and
I'm
I
getting
get a kosher.
But what's the value of the? Why is that a Lexus?
Why? Because it is. It's more expensive if you had to buy a get.
But why? Okay, I don't care about the stars written and folded flat.
Why did people ask for a makusha?
The reason why I get makusha in general is just because the Kohen, who's going to get divorced, just delay that process.
Right.
But, okay, maybe I'm missing some point here, but fine.
Oh, maybe for him also to delay the process is, is good. No?
Maybe there's some element.
No?
I don't know. Okay, it depends what the document is. Depends. If he wants a deal in, he wants it quicker. If he's trying to delay a deal, fine. Gemara now says, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar, Kulu, Svir, Lahu, Mar, Makum, Hulo. They all hold the svar of when a person makes a suggestion, it's not hakpada, it's just a suggestion, it's a Mar, Makum, Hulo, but if you don't do it that way, it's still kosher in whatever the application is. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Hadamar, the one we said above where he suggested writing a pashut, but he wrote a makusher instead, that's fine. Rabbi Shimon de Tana the Misha tells us, Omer im hita v'lishevach hareze mikudeshes. So what's the case here? So look at the Rashbam. Rashbam says here that im hita l'shvach b'kedushin, if he tricks him to a better kedushin, meaning what? HaOmer hiskatshi li b'dina shel kesef, marry me with a silver coin. B'nimtza shel zav, turned out that it's gold. So aval b'shvach yuchsin al mnas shani levi v'hu kohen lo amar Rabbi Shimon mekudeshes. If you say I'm a levi, he's a kohen, he's not really levi, or whatever the case, kohen levi, levi kohen, it's not good. But this case here, he tries to suggest marrying with a particular coin and end up being a different type of coin, that's not going to ruin the Kedushin. That's just a suggestion of what type of coin to use. It's just a Mar Makom Hulo. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. And then Rabbi Elazar, Ditnan, Ha'isha Shamar Hiskabel Ligita Makom Ploni. A woman says to a Shliach LaKabbalah, go accept a get for me in this place. The Kibla Lami Makom Acher, but the Shliach accepts it in a different place. According to the Tanakhama, that's possible. She was Makbid, the Shliach only works in this area. But Rabbi Elazar, no, it's still good. No matter who, she doesn't care where the get is received. She just wants her get. So Mar Sava Kepeda. The Tanakhama thinks it's a Kepeda. What's a Kepeda? I think the sugya is in Gittin explained because she wants her husband to be embarrassed in a certain area. No one knows him there in Farakwa. It won't be embarrassing for him. But in Woodmere, everyone knows him, so it's going to be, she wants that busha to take place. But according to Rabbi Elazar, Savra Mar Makom Hulo, no, she's just suggesting where you're probably going to find him to receive the get. But wherever you can find him, I want that get. And therefore, it's only Mara Makom Hulo. So these are the three opinions to hold the Mara Makom Hulo in three different applications. Mara says, Pashat Shekasabo Eid Echad. The Mishnah said, if a Pashat was supposed to have two Eidim, has only one Eid, it's Pasal. Again, Makusher is supposed to have three Eidim, and yet if it has two Eidim, that's Pasal as well. That's what the Mishnah said on Kuf Samech. So the Gemara says, Bishma, I understand Makusher Shekasabo Shnei Eidim Pasal. That the Mishnah has to tell me if you have a Mekusha that's two Eidim, that's the Pasal. That's a Chiddush. Because Itzrich, you need to tell me that, because Ha'akadayta Chamina, I would have thought otherwise, Hol Ba'alma Kasher, since in general we know Shnei Eidim is Kasher, so Ha'chanami Kasher, you would think, get Mekusha also, even though L'chachila you need three Eidim, if you have two, that's good enough, because that's the Daraisa, two Eidim is always good enough. Kamash Malan, the Mishnah tells us Pasal. So that's a Chiddush, that we understand. Of course we know if a get pashut only has one aid. Obviously that's not a good shtar. We always need two aid them. What's the Mishnah teaching us that a get pashut that only has one aid is possible? Aid echad only works aid echad nem and biyasurim. But it doesn't work for dini mamunis. So the Gemara says, Amar bai lo nitzecha ela lo nitzecha da filu aid echad b'ksav ve'aid echad b'peh. It's telling us even if you have one aid that's signed, another aid that saw, they could be combined together, you might think that's good enough, says the Mishnah. No, one aid on the shtar, that's not good enough. I don't care if you have another aid abape, you need shnei aidim b'shtar. Rashbam explains here, look at the last four narrow lines. He says, Amar abayi lo nitzucha lemisnei aid echad b'pashut pasul. That much you don't need to teach, because of course one aid is not good enough. Elaheicha dik mesayle aid echad b'balpeh. Only when there's another aid helping him verbally. V'asa masnisin la'ashem inim. The Mishnah is coming to teach us the lo samchinan ashtara lichof mal milukuchos. You don't rely on such a shtar to collect from the lukuchos because it's not a good shtar. The shnei edim aksuvim b'shtar hu demafki lelekala. When two edim sign on a shtar, so then everyone knows about the shtar, and then any person who's going to buy from the lova knows that there's a lien on the lukuchos. That's when it works. But this case is eino ela kimilva alpeh, which is that v'tarfa mibnei chari. A milva alpeh, so the malva, the bank, is only able to take from the bnei chorin of the lova, the available properties, but not from the lukuchos. That's what's going on here. Okay. The Gemara says Vayter now. Comes along a Meimar. Meimar says, Achshir be'ed echad b'ksav ve'ed echad alpeh. He actually says it's a kasher shtar. If you have one aid written down in the shtar and another aid who testifies b'alpeh, that's actually good. So then according to him, the Gemara says, Amar lei, that Rav Ashi la Meimar, v'hada bai mai, Amar lei, mai, what do you do with Abai? Didn't Abai say it's not good? He says, what do you mean? Amar lei, lo shmili, kilmar lo shmili. I don't hold of him. I'm okay. I don't need him. I don't hold of Shitas Abaye. So therefore, the Gemara says, Elakashim asnisim. So the Mishnah is Akasha. Because if a Meimar holds that Eid Echad B'peh, and Eid Echad B'ksav is a good star, so what's the case of the Mishnah where we say Eid Echad B'pashut is puzzle? If it's just a regular Eid Echad B'pashut is puzzle, that's an obvious case. Of course, one Eid Echad never works. So how do you interpret the Mishnah according to a Meimar? So the Gemara says on the top of Amud Beis, Hakamash Malan, the Shnayim B'Mekusher Ki Eid Echad B'pashut. Of course, we know an Eid Echad on a Get Pashut is puzzle. We're trying to make an equation. Just like one aid on a get pashut is puzzle, so too, two aidim on a get mokusher is puzzle. In what, which way? As the Gemara says, ma'ahasim psula deraisa af hachanami psula deraisa. Just like in aid echad, on a get pashut is disqualifying on a deraisa level, so too, shnei aidim on a get mokusher is disqualifying on a deraisa level. So that's a strange thing. Look at the Rashbam and Tosas. We'll look at Rashbam first. Rashbam says, go the top Rashbam. We'll just read two lines down in the Rashbam, and towards the end it says Ma Eid Echad Pasul Deraisa. That's a mafurish pasul that Eid Echad doesn't work. Kedichsev Lo Yakum Eid Echad Beish. So Af Shnayim Shebemakusher. The two Eidim that sign on it get Makusher is also disqualifying. Hitilu Alav Chachamim Psula Deraisa. So that's pretty interesting. The Chachamim disqualified it, but they gave it such a strong disqualification that's going to even impact Deraisa halachas. V'im get eino megureshes. If it's a get, it's not a good gerushin. Which means that she's still married to her husband, and if she's mezana, she would get a chiyah misa, according to that. Even though mikra dima Deraisa, really it's a good get, since the Chachamim said it's not a good get, that means Deraisa, now they change all the halachas on the Deraisa level. Vim shtar milvahu, if it's a money, it's a document of a loan, eino tarf mishabde, the liens won't take effect. Aval im yeshech, aval im yesh sham eid echad b'bal peh, im eid echad echasim b'shtar, oz yehesh shtar kosher legamre, the mitztarfin. So this is just another application where we see the Chachamim's power, that they could even affect things on deraisa level. We have this many places, the Gemara talks, rather the Achronim talk about, Kinyane Dirabanan working on a Deraisa level. We have this idea when it comes to selling chametz. A lot of the Kinyanim are only Dirabanan, yet it impacts Deraisa halachas, that we don't violate the Isser by Yorah by Matzer. By doing a handshake with a Noch, we're buying our chametz, which is only Kinyan Dirabanan, that could still affect halachas on a Deraisa level. This is the same type of application here. Okay, look what the Tosas writes. The Tosas says, Hacha Nami Psula Deraisa, Lav Deraisa Mamish. To get Mekusha with the Rabbanan Havi. The whole concept of get Mekusha is an institution by the Rabbanan. So you can't take this Gemara literally, that's a Deraisa Psul. Elamasha Havlad Mamzer Midirabanan Kecha Dehavi Mamzer Bipsul Pashit Karile Deraisa. So it sounds like Tosas is arguing that says such a child from this, if the woman was, let's say, she was divorced with a get Mekusha with only two Edim, so Rashbam says she's Mamish still married. And it sounds like from the Rashbam, if she were to be Mezana and have a child, the child would be a Vlad Deraisa. The Tosfos says that Vlad would only be a Vlad Dirabanan. That's what it sounds like to me between Rashbam and Tosfos. Okay. Fine. Vayter. The Gemara now says, Teda. We're going to bring a Raya here, a proof that the Shalchu Mitam, this idea about Eid Echad B'Ksav, Eid Echad B'Peh. So what's the Raya? The Shalchu Mitam, whenever you see Shalchu Mitam, that was a message they sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. They sent from over there the following. Chavra le Rabbi Yirmi, the Chavri, the Chaverim of the Yeshiva, sent to Rabbi Yirmi the following Shaila. Now, Rashbam gives the background here. This was after that Rabbi Yirmiya had been booted from the Beis Medrash. Remember, he was asking all those questions early in the Masechta here about the Shirim, one cell, a cell, 40 sub, b'mikva minus a little bit. And they said, Rabbi Yirmiya, you can't ask such questions. They kicked him out. So now Rabbi Yirmiya is sitting outside the Chutz L'machana, and they wanted to know from Rabbi Yirmiya the following Shaila.
One foot in, one foot out.
One of the questions was the mikvah, but that's what that was. Didn't push it over. It was the right 1 foot in, 1 foot out is really pushing it.
25 something from the shovach.
The shovach. So the Gemara says, Eida, they ask them the following question. Eidechad b'ksav eidechad al pemah. What's the halacha? One aid signs on the star, get pashut, and one aid testifies b'peh. He witnessed the document. Is that going to be a good get? Could it be mitzarif the two aidim? So the Gemara says, Aliba the Tanakama, the Rabbi Shimon Karcha, the Tanakama of Rabbi Shimon Karcha. Who is the Tanakama? So Rashbam quotes that the Tanakama is the one who says, Ein Eidus mitzarefes, until they see together. The Eidim have to see together the event in order for there to be Tzirif in the Eidus. So in the world of the Tanakama, the Rabbi Shimon Karcha, Lo Tibaylecha, there was no Shaila. The Afilu Shnaim B'Ksav V'Shnaim Alpeh. Even if you have two people who wrote on the star and two people who witnessed it, they're not going to be combined together because there has to be the re'iyah has to be at the same time. That was never a shaila in the world of the Tanakama. The whole shaila is, the whole safek is aliba the Rabbi Shimon Karcha, who allows an aide who saw at different times to be mitzarif. So what's the halacha? So he says, even though one aid saw now and the other aid saw later on, you can maybe starve them together. So what's he going to hold in this case? Do we say Shnayim Miksav, Shnayim Alpeh, who mitstarfe? Two aidim who wrote and two aidim who witnessed, you can combine them because each two is considered a kat in its own right. Aval aid echad, Miksav aid echad, peh lo mitstarfinan. But one aid who signs in the document, one aid who witnesses, since each one independently is worthless, you cannot be mitstarf them. Odimar, perhaps you would say, Lo Shna, doesn't make a difference. You could always be Mitzarif, two different Ksav and Riyah. That's okay. So what does Rabbi Yirmiya send back? Shalach le, ani, eini, kedai, shashal chatem li. I'm not kedai. I'm not worthy of your halachas, your questions, rather. Alakach das tamidichem. But your tamidim say the following. Note that she had starfu. Apparently your tamidim, again, I don't know who in particular he was referring to, they were inclined to say that it would be a good serif in eidechad b'ksav in eidechad b'peh. So that was the whole discussion. Gemara now has a few other discussions of what this shlichus between the Beis Medrash and Rabbi Yirmiya was. So Amar le Anan Hachim Asnisin le. I've got a little bit of a different version of what this dialogue between Rabbi Yirmiya and the Chavrai were. What was the discussion? The Shalach le, they sent him the Chavrai, the Rabbi Yirmiya, they sent to Bnei Yeshiva, sent to Rabbi Yirmiya, Shnaim Sheheidu Echad Bebezdin Zeh, two Edim testify in Bezdin Aleph. Ve'echad bebezdin zeh. Sorry, one of them in bezdin aleph, one of them in bezdin beis. Mao shevo bezdin eitel bezdin should be starful. Could each bezdin now come together and say, we heard eid echad, and mimit starif the eidus. So now, aliba, the Tanakama, the Rabbi Nasan, a different shita. So what's the Tanakama, Rabbi Nasan? What does he hold? So this is that, they have to testify at the same time. The previous discussion was that they saw the event at the same time. Now it's a discussion when they give the testimony at the same time. So Tanakama holds that the testimony must be at the same time. Both Adam have to be present at the same time. So in that world, there was never a Shaila. Lo tibar ilacha. De'afilu b'chad beis dina nami lo mitstarfi. Even if two Adam gave testimony in one bezdin at different times, that's certainly possible. So Kavachomer in two different Adam, it's possible. The whole shaila is Ella Kitibailach. The whole suffix was Aliba the Rabbi Nasan, who permitted Aidan to give testimony at different times within one bezdin. So how far is Rabbi Nasan willing to go? Aliba the Rabbi Nasan bechad bedina who demitzdarfe, he allows Aidan to give separate testimonies in one bezdin. Aval betray bedina lo mitzdarfe, but two different bati dinim he doesn't permit. Dilma, or perhaps you would say even in that case loshna, this doesn't make a difference whether it's in one bezdin or two different bati dinim. So what was Rabbi Yirmiyah's response? V'shalach lehu ani eini kedai shatem shlachtem ali. It doesn't. I'm not worthy of answering your questions. But elakach das tamitchem. I know that the das of your students, nota shiat starfu, are inclined to say that you can be mitstarif them even in the hishitas Rabbi Nasan.
The English says that he's the talmid. Tamitchem, plural. The talmid of yours.
So I don't really know, but I'm inclined to say that's how he's referring to. Okay, fine. The Gemara now says Mar Barchia Amar Hachi Shalchule. So they has a different version of what took place here. They sent to Rabbi Yirmiyah the following shaila: Shnaim sheheidu bebezdin ze. Two edim, a kind of edim, testified in one bezdin. The chazi veheidu bebezdin ze. Then they testified in yet another bezdin. And then the Mefarshim say they did in a third bezin, so they testified in three different batei dinim. Now, you need to accept this edus and now implement the din. So what happens if, let's say, two of the dayanim of each of the batei dinim died, let's say, or they couldn't find them. So there's one man left standing from each bezin of the three batei dinim. So the question is, ma'u shiavo echad b'kol bezin v'yitztarfu? Can you take one dayan from each of the three batei dinim and say that we heard these two edim? So now we spoke about the Re'iyah, we spoke about the Eidus, now we're referring to the Kabbalah's Eidus, from the perspective of the Batei Din and the Dayanim, are they able to accept everything separately? So the Gemara says, Aliba de Rabbi Nasan lo tibari lecha. According to Rabbi Nasan, there's never a Shaila. Hashta Eidim mitzarfin and Dayanim ibari. If he allows the Eidim to be mitzarif, which is a greater Chiddush, so certainly you could allow the Dayanim to be mitzarif. That's a Pasha Din, the Gemara says. Now the Shaila is in the other side. Ela ki dibari lecha liba tetanakama de Rabbi Nasan. The Tanakama Rabbi Nasan, who doesn't allow Eidim to be mitzarif, what are they going to say about Dayanim being mitzarif? So do you say Eidim hu delo mitzarfinan, because the kind of Eidim, there's a concept that the Eidim have to be united, about Dayanim mitzarfinan, but they would allow the Dayanim to be joining together. El Dumer, perhaps we would say Loshna, it doesn't make a difference. They say you can never be mitzarif bein Eidim and bein Dayanim. So sends back Rabbi Yirmiyah, shalach lehu ani eini kedai shatem shlachtem li. It doesn't. I'm not worthy of answering your shailas. Elakach tas tamidchem, your talmid. I guess myself, as Harry said, I am nota shi'atzar. For I think I'm inclined to say that even Rabbanan will agree in this case that dayanim can join together. So then finally, Ravina Amar Hachi Shalchulai. This is what he sent to them. Shlosha sheyoshvu l'kaim ashtar. If three people are sitting down in order to mekaim ashtar, to say this is a valid shtar. Umeis echad, and one of them dies. Meis echamem, one of them died. But they were there. All three were present. This is a good shtar. But before they got a chance to write down that this is a good shtar, one dropped dead. So now, what do you do? So tzricha lemichtev b'mos of tlasa. You have to write the following: that b'mos of tlasa, in the presence of three people sitting, havina, this was a good shtar. V'chal lesayu, but one of them is no longer here. Oh lo, or perhaps you don't have to send this. You don't have to write this down. Just write, it's a good shtar. This was a good shtar. So shalach lehu ani eini kedai shatem shlachtem li. I'm not kedai for this shayla. Kach das tamidchem, but I'm noted to say shetzrichem lemichta v'mosav tlasav havina v'chal lesayu. You should really write three people were here, but one of them died now. Now the reason why you have to write all of this is because it's not mechzik kashikra. If you say that Reuven, Shimon, Levi had established that this is a good shtar and Shimon's no longer here, Shimon's dead. People are going to say, how could you say that? Shimon's no longer here. So in order to avoid people suggesting it's Mechzik Kashikra, say we had three people here, but Shimon dropped dead, so he was here at the time and is a good shtar, to avoid anyone from suggesting this is Mechzik Kashikra. That's the explanation. So at the end of the day, the Gemara says right before the Mishnah, the Alda, on this matter, I lul Rabbi Yirmiyah bebe Medrasha. This brought him back in. After he responded to, I'm not sure, all these Shilohs or one Shiloh, I don't know whether these all took place or there's a Machlokas, which was the actual event that took place, but whatever it is, this is what brought him back into the base Medrash from answering this Shiloh. Let's do the Mishnah. The Mishnah now tells us, Kasebo Zuzin Meya. If you write 100 zuz in the shtar, dinin, which are slayin esen, which are 20 slayim, ain ele esen zuzim. Because the truth is, really, 100 zuzim is really 25 slayim. So you write 100 zuzim, but then you write 20 slayim. That's incorrect. So do you go based on 100 zuzim, which is 25 slayim, or do you focus on the 20 slayim, which he explicitly writes in the shtar? So the Mishnah says, ain ele Essen Zuzin. You go for the lesser of the two, because the Yad Bala Shtar is on the Tachtona. The one who has a Shtar always has the lower hand, so you go for the less amount, the 20 Sela, as opposed to the 100 Zuz, which really means 25 Sela. If you write, let's say...
You get 20 yeah. Zuz, or you get 20 slime?
20 slime. I think it should be. That's what it should be. Then if you write Zuzin Meya, if you write Zuzin Meya 100 Zuzin, De'inun Tzlas and Slam, which are really 30 Sla, which are incorrect, so then Eino Ella Mana Kesef. You only get to Mana Kesef, which is the 25 Slam. Even though he wrote 30 Slam, which is more, you always get the lesser of the two. Let's say you write Zuzin De'inun V'nimchak. These Zuzin, the amount Zuzin, which are what? And then it got erased. How many Zuzin were supposed to be there? It could be 50, it could be 5,000. So, Ein Pachos Mishtaim Kesef. You only get the Ein Pachos Mishtaim. Is the Kesef part of that line? Second. Ein Pachos Mishtaim. You only get the minimum amount of Zuzin is 2. Kesef Slam, if you write Kesef Slam Deinim, which are a certain amount, and then Nimchak, the amount of coins you get was erased. So Loch is Ein Pachos Mishtaim, you only get 2. Again, once there's no number there, you have to take the minimum, which is only 2. Same idea, Darkonos Deinim, Darkonos, which are the amount of, and that got erased for Nimchak, Ein Pachos Mishtaim here as well, you get no less than 2, but you can't get more than that either. Let's say you write Kasebo Milamala Mone. Ulamala Masayim. You write 100 on the top of the shtar, but then below you write 200. But let's say you write Milamala Masayim Milamata Mana. You write 200 on the top, but you write 100 below. So the klal is Hakol Holech Acher HaTachton. Whatever the bottom line is, that's what you follow. Whether it's 100 or 200, it's always Basar the Tachton. So the Gemara Mishnah asks him, Kei Lama Kosen Se Elyon. If the Tachton is really the most important one, so why are you writing the top one? Shim Timchak Osachas Mina Tachton Yomar Mina Elyon. So it's talking about in a general case, not where there's a mistake, 100 versus 200, but when they're consistent, it's like a check. Why do you write both the numbers and then you write out the words and also the actual digits? Because in cases one number that's a little bit wrong, or one letter that's off, you could really compare the two. So here as well, the Tachton is really the most important one. I imagine what's written in the digits, I've written the check, is the most important one, but in case it's unclear. Are the words more important? So the words are more important. But if there's some, the guy's got bad handwriting, so you look at the numbers, so that just tries to balance everything out. So here's what, the Tachton is more important. They write the top just to as a safe measure. Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Amar Kesef, the Braisa says, if the person says, Kesef, Ein Pachos Medina Kesef, so he gets one coin, the smallest amount of a Kesef, a silver coin. If he writes Kesef Dinarim, or he writes Dinarim Kesef, either way, Ein Pachos Mishnei Dinarim Kesef. Now he gets two coins. If he writes Kesef B'Dinarim, Se Ein Pachos Mishnei Dinarim Dehav Kesef. So here he gets the worth of Dinarim, 2 Dinarim, but he gets in the value of silver. He gets silver at the value of 2 Dinarim. So Gemara says, Amar Mar, Kesef Ein Pachos Midinar Kesef. You write Kesef, you get one coin, one silver coin. The Ema Naska, maybe he meant a whole block of silver. Why do you just a coin? Maybe it means a large piece of silver. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, it's the case where Dekasabei Matbeah. He writes Matbeah Kesef. That's how we interpret it as one silver coin. But if he wrote Stam Kesef, so might Einachanami mean a naska, a bar of silver. The Ema Priti. Maybe he means a small coins of Kesef, not a big Dinar Shel Kesef. Amar Papa Baasa de losagi prita de kasper. We're talking about a place where they wouldn't use small coins of kesef. They were using large coins of kesef. Okay, I guess we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow.